Adrian Bankard from News Nation Live and One Nation Under God podcast. Adrian, you just heard the President of the United States call for unity. Are you hearing that from both sides of the aisle?
I believe that that's the sentiment that's going forth. I mean, we're less than 24 hours since one of the most seminal moments in our history, in our nation's history. I believe that it will be remarkable to see on Monday as lawmakers need to embrace each other. I really believe that there needs to be a picture and not just the speaking of unification. We have been watching, of course, so many people speak out from, you know, if you're on X and you've been watching it on social media, to actual interviews across the board on television and the internet. But I think that what needs to be seen now is a picture of that unity, people embracing each other. I mean, when something like what happened yesterday happens, that's when people would hug each other, would cry. And I'm not asking for fake tears, but I think that the American public deserve a show of unity as well as speaking of unity.
You know, I love that picture you describe, and that's exactly what you did. You described a picture. So this is why I love News Nation, by the way, so much, because you're already there. You're in the middle, literally down the middle, not on one extreme side or the other. And it doesn't matter which extreme side folks are on. They tend to be today on one or the other. When former President Trump debated President Biden, it was easy to notice they barely acknowledged one another when they came on stage, and there was no handshake afterwards, which we've seen in every debate in the history of America. Would you like to, or am I being a crazy guy, see them actually do what you just said at some point in time and literally embrace one another, or at least handshake?
Yeah, I mean, if we have the President of the United States canceling his events for Monday, he was supposed to be commemorating the signing of the Civil Rights Act. He's not doing that anymore. It's almost as though, as we're under this collective moment of silence, as we kind of wrestle with what and grapple with what happened yesterday, that we could have had an American president, the 45th president of the United States, assassinated on Saturday. And so why wouldn't we put our arms around one another? Why wouldn't we embrace one another? I would love to see Speaker Johnson, Hakeem Jeffries on Capitol Hill, a mass unification. I would love to see them arm in arm. A handshake would be minimal. But when you see someone whose life was on the line, when we know that an American, this wonderful volunteer firefighter, you know, described by his wife and his daughters as a girl dad, murdered in cold blood at a peaceful rally, that's the time when we actually need to say, you know what, let me embrace you, let me hold you, let me let you cry on my shoulder, let me let you in, because enough is enough.
After 9/11, and I'm getting choked up just thinking about it, I remember the image that we saw, Democrats, Republicans, it didn't matter, on the steps of Capitol Hill. If you remember, you're probably too young to remember, but if you remember,
I don't remember this.
If you remember,
it's in my mind.
You remember what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be nice to see that again?
Absolutely. I'm not somebody who proselytizes when I talk about One Nation Under God. It's not about advocating for a particular religion, but I, as well as the mass majority of people in this country, as much as 80% of Americans believe in God. And at a church service today, I heard the words, them not knowing that the title of my podcast and YouTube series is One Nation Under God, but they were praying for the country, and they said, we are one nation under God. My Uber driver was Jewish, and he asked, oh, did you guys go to church? And I said, yes. And he said, I said, what church do you go to? He said, well, I'm Jewish. And I said, okay, you go to a church as well, a synagogue. And he said, yeah, we need to remember God in this country. You know, that's two people, two Americans with different belief systems, and yet both recognizing that there is a God. And with what happened yesterday, there's so much speculation and so much criticism and so many fingers being pointed in other directions, and an investigation is going on. But my God, that could have been so much worse. Had that sniper not taken the gunman out in seconds, how many more lives would have been lost? I think that that's being eclipsed here because so many people are looking to point blame. How could this have been avoided? But How many more lives would have died? How many more innocent bystanders would have been killed had it not been for the quick thinking of that sniper on the roof? And so it's like, my God, can we just pause and be grateful and thank God we can still breathe and say to our loved ones, say to our children, say to our parents, our grandparents, our coworkers, I'm glad you're here. I'm grateful to be here today. That's where we need to be.
And while the text coming in and some are giving examples of unity and things that have happened to them in the past 24 hours, I've also seen, hard to miss it, in social media, all sorts of things being said that I'm not going to repeat, which right. include the fact that people are suggesting that somehow this was a setup and we have another conspiracy theory here or two or three, on and on and on and on. Do you think this, no matter what you and I say, do you think, or even the public officials, do you think this really will bring people together?
It would take a miracle, Steve. And I do believe that most of the country believes in miracles, relies on miracles, wants to see a miracle. Some say that yesterday was a miracle because, you know, while the first images I saw and the world saw when the man who led our country for 4 years, whether you loved him or hate him, when he dropped to the floor and we couldn't tell what happened. We didn't know if he fell. We didn't know if he was hit. It just happened so quickly. But in the replay, you saw it.
Yeah.
You saw blood on the side of his face. Then so many people, including our own Geraldo Rivera, saying, you know, that's just an inch away from his brain. I mean, just to think about that. Will it bring us together? I think that anything is possible, but it's not so much, again, about what I think. It's about what our leaders allow. And I believe that the president, the vice president, the members of Congress, you know, representatives, senators of our land, judges, need to all show us a picture of what unity looks like from the top. And that when that happens, it will cause a ripple effect of hope. And I believe that hope is what people need. The word unity is used right now in a moment where so many people are saying, let's pray for the Trump family. Let's pray for our country. But so many people are looking for a glimmer of hope. Is there any evidence that we'll have unity? There's a hope we can, and that hope can be shown in a picture of the lawmakers, the people who make the decisions in our country, that they would come together, put down the hatchet, I think would be the colloquial statement, yeah. And that they would actually show, you know what, we don't hate each other. We don't want to call each other evil. We want to work together to make sure this never happens again.
And work together would be nice, actually.
That would be great.
Yeah, it would be something we hadn't seen, sadly, in a very long time. I mean, I remember the days when, I mean, I was pretty young at the time, when President Reagan would reportedly have drinks late at night with Tip O'Neill, who was the Speaker of the House, I believe, one Democrat, one Republican. And they got along personally, even if they disagreed, but they managed to get things done.
I think, don't you think, Steve, that most people, I mean, I call News Nation the Thanksgiving table. You know, our whole mission is the middle, but the middle is filled with people who don't agree. I mean, you have very different personalities if you look across the entirety of our shows, you know, from Chris Cuomo to Leland Vitter to Dan Abrams to Ashley Banfield to Elizabeth Vargas to all of us. We don't all have the same perspective, but we don't vilify each other for it. And I think that if you had Thanksgiving dinner and I had Thanksgiving dinner, the one thing that we would have in common, even if maybe one of us has collard greens and macaroni and cheese and somebody else has casserole, is that there's always going to be one uncle or auntie who goes off about some political issue. And the rest of the room is quiet and says, okay, here they go again. Or somebody else gets rowdy with them, but then it settles down and everybody comes to the table on each dinner. Nobody's kicked out of the house because they went off again. We know the different personalities. We know the different temperaments. There's the one person you never talk to about anything because you know they're going to get fired up. Then there's somebody else who's quiet but is always watchful. That you got to watch the quiet one because they're thinking about something. And it's like, man, can we just remember we already have those signs of hope in our own family? Why can't we just bring everyone to the Thanksgiving table in America and realize we're not going to all agree, but we can sit beside each other and be, as we've heard so many times in the past 12 hours, decent human beings, common sense and decency, and just remember to appreciate each other, even in light of those differences.
All right, one more quick question. I need a quick answer. And you're an insider, yes, so you know these things. Who do you think will be the Republican choice for vice president?
Well, my thoughts on it, I can't tell you because I have no idea. I can tell you what I've heard. J.D. Vance is the one that people are pointing to for a number of reasons. I talked to TheHill.com's Niall Standage about it the other day. It will be interesting if that changes. And I wonder if the events of the past 12 hours have changed anything other than a resolve in this country that whoever it is, that they would be someone who is equipped to handle the pressure, because the pressure is on. If anything in the past 2 weeks, we know now to expect anything and to be ready for anything, and that person will have to do that.
Well, we'll keep watching you on News Nation Live and listening to you on the One Nation Under God podcast. Adrian Banker, thank you so much for jumping in there so timely as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Steve.